Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Good evening and welcome to Encouragementology. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Get out your knife. We are going to cut a slice of the pie in the sky. What does that mean? Sounds a little strange. Isn't it about time you served yourself up a healthy helping of your own dreams? Are you waiting for one day? Last time I looked at a 12-month calendar, I didn't see one day. I saw today, this week, this month, or this year, but not one day. Is one day as ambiguous as over yonder? Let's pull it into focus so you can make your dreams a reality. So much time is spent, or should I say wasted, on waiting for something that is never going to happen unless you take the bull by the horns and set the plan into motion. So today is one day where we'll put into action your practice of setting goals. Are you ready? I choose to believe I just heard a collective, yes! The proverbial pie in the sky. What does that term mean to you? Something that is pleasant to contemplate, but is very unlikely to be realized. A pipe dream. Something you spend time dreaming about, even fantasizing about, as a happy yet fictitious mirage. What does that look like to you? Retirement? A getaway? A better life? A fun adventure? The perfect job? A more satisfying and rewarding life? Well, what's preventing you from seeing it through? Why are these only dreams, and what makes them unattainable? Inspiring stories are useful tools that can spur us to act, but it's ultimately our capacity, our grit, and our willingness to make sacrifices that will determine if we're going to succeed. Too many people get stuck in a rut because they waste time thinking about what they want to do and few actually do it. Does that sound familiar? I have always had an entrepreneurial spirit for as long as I can remember. I picked Easter flowers by the bunches and sold them in my neighborhood. I had a yard sale from the items in my room. Grit? Yes. Dangerous? Yes, again. I was 8 and home alone while my mother was at work. Imagine her surprise. I created numerous business ventures, from giving tours on a tree that had fallen down during a storm to a homemade pretzel stand. It wasn't something I grew out of as an adult. I had a handmade jewelry store. I created custom shadow boxes, a handbag line, and I'm the owner of 3 trademarks. I love to take an idea and bring it to life. Now, have they all been home runs? Well, I'm not sitting on a homemade pretzel fortune, but each one of these ideas has taught me something. Through concept, development, execution, and yes, eventually failure. Timing is so critical to everything we do, and it's not just timing of the market or the consumer. It's timing within ourselves. We're on a journey, weaving in and out of challenges that shape and mold us. We come to a straightaway after a hairpin turn, and we're different people. I say this to say, just because you tried one thing or even 10 and nothing worked out, doesn't mean you shouldn't try it or something else again. I still like to take ideas and sculpt them into reality. To me, there's nothing more rewarding than to create something out of nothing. Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope, was an idea to make the act of encouragement more intentional. When you can associate an action and a practice to something, it has a real chance of becoming a habit. I want people to be aware of the opportunity they have to encourage others, and then find the inspiration to take action. Now, this idea has legs and an identity. It isn't running yet, but it's picking up speed and it's making an impact everywhere it goes. I finally got the timing right. Whether your dream involves creating a business, impacting the world, or just treating yourself to the things that you desire, it all starts with you and your pursuit and efforts. Make sense? Brandi Cargill, the founder and editor of Elite Happiness, reminds us that there's no one on earth who doesn't desire something big and worthwhile. Everyone has dreams, and some have a sincere desire to achieve it and make meaningful steps within their life. However, it is rather sad that not all have the zeal, passion, and motivation to give it all it takes. With time, most people accept the status quo and settle for what is available rather than going for what they really want. No one is exempt. Gradually, the happy moment and inspiration start going down. There's little energy or creativity to work and pursue your dream. There is this drain mentally and emotionally. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have a great idea and, oh man, you're giving it all you got, and then it just sort of goes away. Everyone can have good intentions. However, the ability to persevere when the going gets tough is what matters. The ability to keep the momentum alive, to ensure that despite all odds, the dream becomes a reality, is vital. This is where most people lose it. So if you lost it there, you're not alone. Most are fond of quitting at the slightest hindrance. Low motivation is an avenue to test your commitment. Test your commitment to your goal and your dream. The fact is, your dream remains a dream, except you give it all it takes and you keep it real. You're the one that has to achieve it and keep your motivation high. The major fuel you need to achieve your pipe dream is your own motivation. Whatever you're after, you need constant and effective motivation to keep going when the going gets tough. It's easy as a parent to get discouraged during the process of raising kids, right? There's so many different stages. Some seem like cakewalk, and some seem like the hardest job you could ever have. College students, they need motivation to keep striving to achieve their dreams. Whew, some go to school forever. An author may get discouraged after a book is rejected by many publishers. Should they just throw in the towel? A scientist needs constant zeal to keep striving to hit the target. Can you imagine every day waking up thinking you're going to find the next cure? What keeps you going day after day? Even a writer needs constant motivation to be able to finish a best-selling masterpiece. I know I've started plenty of projects and just couldn't see it through. Where do you get your motivation from? From a friend? A family member? Mentor, spouse. It's great to pick someone that's already been there, done that. Seems like they already have a lot of knowledge for your journey, kind of like a roadmap. What about a Pinterest board? Now, I know there's a lot of inspiration floating around the internet, but if you put them all together in one spot, just when you need that extra motivation, you can go grab them. I've got one called I Needed This, and it's just what I needed at that moment. And some of them are, you know, you can tell I might have been sad and I wanted a smile. Some I might want to just, you know, kick it into high gear, so it's more like a harsh motivational one. Pick the ones that really speak to you. Put them all together. I've been in sales and marketing what seems like my whole life. And no is a part of my daily grind. No, not now. No, I'm not interested. No, I can't afford it. No, we already do that. No. If I take this collective feedback and assume nobody believes in what I'm doing, then the next day holds little promise and little enjoyment. What have you dropped when you first hit resistance? What did you say when someone told you no? When it's personal, it's easy to have an emotional reaction to no and internalize it as feedback. I'm not good enough. This idea is stupid. No one will support it. I should give up. But sometimes no is a gentle push to go in a different direction, to sharpen your approach, to modify your idea. No doesn't mean give up or give in. I remember a line we used when I used to sell jewelry. I've sold everything, by the way. Someone would come in. We had a process to help them narrow down their ideas to one or two items as not to overwhelm the buyer, i.e. guy in a jewelry store. You get the picture. If we heard no, we would say, oh, is it the price of this particular item that's too high, or is it just more than you wanted to spend today? It wasn't emotional. It was logical. Do I need to establish more value? Do I need to shoot for something less? Or should I open them a line of credit? Now, I didn't say it was scrupulous. But if we could apply that same logical thinking when our dreams are challenged, think of the resilience we could build. No? Huh. What about this idea causes you to pause? Would it be better received if I did X or Y? The idea is not to give up on your dream. Just modify your approach. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it? Rosemary from Brazen Living offers some wise ways to stay motivated while chasing your dreams. We already talked about how easy it is to sort of lose that adrenaline rush, lose that motivation, and just sort of put it on the shelf for a later time. Well, one thing to do, stop the negative talk. It takes a bit of effort to stop yourself, but do it the moment you recognize it and replace it with positive talk instead. For example, what's the point of this? Instead, say, what I'm trying to achieve is important to me and I need to achieve it. I may never succeed. No, I will succeed. It's just going to take more time than I initially expected. I'm not sure how long I can go on like this. How about I'll plan my days better and get reorganized so that I can go on? I'm really tired. Instead, I'll take a short break and come back stronger to finish this. Just changing the way you talk to yourself will have a huge impact on your next action. Positive thinking, positive talk, we talk a lot about that, will help you stay motivated while chasing your dreams, even when you're a complete wreck. Negativity, on the other hand, will drag you down and convince you to take the easiest way out. Yep, you're right. You're probably not going to get this done. Might as well just hang up the idea right now. You're not ready. Better take some more time, right? What about getting enough rest? This is a hard one for me. We all know how it goes, and it's always the same. When you start off, you're a bundle of energy. You're passionate and you're excited to start this new chapter of your life. Adrenaline is pumping high. You feel like you could take on the world. But that substance coursing through your veins, you know, the one we call adrenaline, it will not be pumping through you every second, minute, day, week if you forgo sleep, neglect rest, and work all the time. Even a child could tell you that you're going to burn out. You won't be able to sustain that for long term. Here are some ways you can get enough rest to make sure you're motivated while chasing your dreams. Get at least 6 to 8 hours. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? No matter how much work you have to do, you won't be productive and the quality of your work will suffer when you're mentally tired. So your brain deserves a rest. And that is so, so true. Take at least a 1 hour lunch break and take it away from your office or your workspace to relieve your eyes and catch some fresh air. You're better able to solve problems when you've distanced yourself from it. Just get up and walk around. At least that. I don't know if you've got the Apple Watch, but it does remind you to stand up. I don't always do that, but I should. It should also tell you to take a sip of water. How about that? Find a way to unwind after a long day. Don't spend every waking moment working, as most beginners would do. Either go for a walk, spend time with your family, or read something. Stimulate your brain in other ways to stay in good shape. Take small steps. When you're feeling demotivated, it's easy to step away from your dreams in frustration. Forget it, right? You'll be tempted to just give up, especially when faced with challenges you don't know how to overcome. But tell yourself this. No matter how hard it is, no matter how lost you feel, and no matter how tired or pointless it seems, take one step related to your dreams every day. Just one. It's okay if it's not perfect. You can always go back and improve it the next time. But it's super important that you take one step, even a tiny one. Success is not made through giant leaps, but tiny, persistent steps that keep the momentum going indefinitely. So, what do those look like? Here are some examples. Send out just one short email. Write one small article, even if it's not your best. Make one sales call, one more call. If I had a dollar for every time a sales manager told me that. Write part of a proposal, even if it's not up to your standard. Publish one article or one social media post in relation to your dream, obviously. Respond to one email, one inquiry. Reach out to one single influencer. One thing. Read a short article. Read an article that has something to do with your passion. It might motivate you to take another step. And remember your why. The biggest motivation always comes from within. The reason you were motivated to go chasing after your dreams in the first place, your why. When you started facing challenges and realizing your dreams, the why of things gets forgotten, right? We need to get back to the why. The reality is that you're tired, broke, unsure it's ever going to work out, and you doubt it every step of the way. Your why is the reason you stuck your foot in this whole thing in the first place. Your why was important enough for you to take the risk in the beginning. That importance has not diminished in any way. What has changed is that you've placed your focus more on immediate discomforts that are short-lived. So to stay motivated while chasing your dreams, tell yourself, this too shall pass, right? I have a bigger purpose to fulfill. I will make a huge difference in so many people's lives if I can just withstand this one moment in time. My life will be so different in the future if I just grit my teeth, keep going, and find a way to fix this right now. This is tough, but it won't be for long. Better days are coming if I could stick with it right now. Positive self-talk, right? Be your own champion. Be your own coach. It also helps to have an accountability partner. Someone that you can trust to listen, provide feedback, constructive criticism, and some extra motivation. I have one. Thank you, Matt. He takes the chisel out, shapes every one of my ideas, which is priceless. Also gives me that extra push when I feel like things aren't working out. But I go to him with these ideas or these problems, these challenges, and then I listen, because that's so important. Sometimes we go to our accountability partner and then, oh, but I've tried that. Oh, well, I've already done that. I've done that, right? No, you're going to them for a reason. You need their help. Listen. Remember, things are timing and your approach. You could have done it, but maybe you didn't do it with the same finesse, right? So this is how you should work with your accountability partner to make sure you stay motivated. Share your goals with them. Tell them about the actions you'll be taking to meet your goals and what are the targets, the timelines, etc. You don't have to go into every detail. Only share the parts they will hold you accountable for. Empower them to keep you on track. Give them permission. I need you to keep me on track, right? So if you promise to make at least one cold call a day, have them check in every other day to see if you did it. Revisit your goals from time to time to make sure you are on track. If not, find out what's tripping you up. What can you do about it? Your accountability partner can sometimes help you with this if it's within their area of expertise. An accountability partner is a person who will be alongside you at the finish line cheering you on. Hopefully, if you don't run them off, right? Allow yourself to break down. Look, we are all human and we each have different pain thresholds. Sometimes it's just too much for us to handle. A million things could affect you, erode your motivation, and persuade you to stop. Whether you're struggling with self-discipline issues, bill payments, returned goods, self-esteem, staffing issues, or something else, it can become too much. When you're right at the edge, it's okay to have a mini breakdown, to complain, get angry, feel embarrassed, frustrated, or even sorry for yourself. Right? Pity party of one right here. So while you're obsessing about achieving your beloved dream, don't be afraid to step away from it when you need to and take care of your needs. You'll be able to pick it back up and start chasing your dream more energized, more motivated tomorrow. Maybe not today, right? Reward your small accomplishments. I talk about this all the time. It can't just be one big payoff at the end. It has to be all kinds of little milestones that you can celebrate throughout your journey, right? This has a strong psychological connection to your motivation and how to keep it going, right? When you allow yourself to feel good for the small accomplishments, you're mentally telling yourself you're progressing. All is well. This progress will be registered in your mind and invoked when you face a major roadblock. You're going to need it. You want to pull that out. If you wait to celebrate until you lose 50 pounds or make $1 million or hit 100,000 page views on your blog, don't I wish, you're basically sending the message that you haven't really achieved anything. When in fact, you have been making progress every step, chipping away at the old block. Anything that will make you feel proud of what you've achieved and remind you that you are progressing is good. Be flexible. It's easy to become demotivated when things don't go as planned, right? Instead of having 7 products by May, you may only have 5. And instead of spending 2 days on that proposal, it ended up costing you 5 days. There could be many reasons why this happened, or maybe you just underestimated things. Sometimes we plan things to go a certain way and they don't happen that way, right? As a result, we have unmet expectations and disappointment. It's okay. Most importantly, don't use these reasons as a basis to get demotivated. See it as an opportunity to be creative. When something doesn't go according to plan, be flexible, change your plan, make some adjustments, but keep going. Don't get tricked by other people's negativity. The negativity of others will make you doubt and question your intentions, even when you're at the highest level of confidence. But when you're chasing your dreams and at the threshold of losing your motivation, it's especially important to avoid negative people. You need people who can lift you up, like your mentors or your accountability partners. They will be a lot more objective in assessing your situation and steering you back on course compared to the negative ones. Here are some simple things you can do when a negative person starts listening to your ideas. Recognize the negative talk, such as, "You might not be able to pull this off. This is silly. I know a lot of people have failed. You're wasting your time. The world is fine without you doing anything. Check your watch and give them no more than 5 minutes of their time, or of your time. Actively tune out what they're saying, but plaster a smile on your face for courtesy's sake, right? In the privacy of your own space, ask yourself if you are second-guessing yourself, or are you listening to someone else's doubts? Remind yourself that only you have the insight into what you're trying to achieve and your current situation. No one else can demotivate you or discourage you. They're not qualified to do so. Naysayers. Why do they feel like they have to pop your bubble, ruin your dream? Well, just realize you are not there yet. When you're chasing your dreams and you're struggling to stay motivated, remember that you're not there yet. So whatever, wherever you are right now, whatever is going wrong, whatever the problem is you're facing, you haven't arrived yet. The problems are not permanent. If things are slow, learn to be patient. When you don't see your efforts making a difference, give it time. You still have work to do, a journey to continue, a plan to follow, the process to trust. With all of this, it's important to also be aware of your limitations. Now, that doesn't sound like something I would say or something you would typically hear in a motivational speech, but the fact is you can't do anything you want to do. And it's important to put things in perspective. I'm not talking about supporting your self-limiting beliefs. I'm talking about taking into consideration timing, abilities, others involved, and so on. Here's where your flexibility can be tested. Just because you can't do it doesn't mean you can't participate and master things that contribute or involved with it, right? And having that type of flexibility will test your desire and your perseverance. So you may not be able to be a world-renowned five-star chef, but that doesn't mean you can't pursue your love of cooking. It doesn't mean you can't strive to be the best you can be and receive accolades for your dishes. You may not be able to go to the moon. That doesn't mean you shouldn't feed your hunger of knowledge and learn everything you can about space flight. It doesn't mean you can't connect with others who share your passion. In your dreams, you might find your passion, and that is what you can pursue, nurture, master, and realize. It doesn't have to be just one thing. Think about all of your ideas, all of your passions. There's so many of them. If I would have just stuck to it and thought it has to be this way or no way, I would have been stuck back there trying to schlep some ill-tasting pretzels, right, out of a stand. Oh, Anne, we tried so hard, so many different ideas we had back in the day. But we kept modifying them. And at first, my idea was it had to be a product. What kind of product could I sell? What kind of product could I be known for? And then as I went on some soul searching and I really started to look at my passion, I found out it wasn't a product. It was a process. And it was about giving back and connecting with people and really making a difference. Now, not everything, not your pie doesn't have to involve, you know, a Mother Teresa type act. But if you look at the things that you're passionate about and you take that product or that idea and you really strip it down to what you really like. I remember having this conversation with my son, trying to think of what he might be passionate about, right? Well, at that time it was video games, which, can I get an amen? How many people are dealing with that right now? But I asked him what it was about the video games that he was playing that he was really passionate about. What was it? And as we started really brainstorming and kind of digging deeper into what we were talking about, it wasn't really the game. He liked being a part of a team. He liked strategizing, you know, being challenged with a problem and trying to solve that problem. And then doing it collectively, because, of course, the video games I'm talking about are live and he plays with other people. So, you know, rallying around an idea and focusing on brainstorming and coming up with a solution and beating it and getting that reward, those were the things that he was the most passionate about. So you can take those ideas and really apply them to anything. It doesn't have to be face value what you first see. It can be the motivation behind that, the passion that's in that. For me, I really wanted to help. I started out wanting to help women go back to work. I was really passionate about everybody having an opportunity. I feel like there's opportunity everywhere. But sometimes through the challenges of life, we believe the pie in the sky. We believe that things are not obtainable. We feel like they're too far off. So we just give up on our dreams. And I wanted to be that encouraging person that said, hey, don't give up so easy. You can do this. You might have had a spotty work history. You might not have as much schooling as you'd like. You may even have other challenges. But there's still something that you can do. And you can get that satisfaction of getting back into the workforce, getting that feeling of accomplishment that everybody needs to feel. So that was my passion. Just being willing to take a step in that direction and do something out of your comfort zone because it's going to bring you joy. That's important. So I hope you're writing down some of those ideas, something that you want to grab out of the sky and really put some focus to. Now, as I mentioned, you can't do everything. Sometimes it's not a good time of your life. You know, if you want to start a bed and breakfast, but you have small children, that might be difficult to juggle, you know? So think about those things. As you write down and brainstorm all of your different ideas, look at which ones might fit into your life and which ones you might have to, you know, give it a little time before you really attack with fever. I hope you're able to see the pie a little closer now. Maybe not something fictitious and just a pipe dream, but maybe a little closer to reality. I hope that you're able to find one day as in today. Even if it's not something that you start immediately, this one day is the day that you start thinking and planning and strategizing about it. You still have that opportunity to do that, to pull it all together. We talked about hearing no, you know, having the grit to really stay with something, the capacity, the willingness to make sacrifices, to really go for what you want, not to get stuck in a rut of, you know, well, this would be nice to do one day, but, you know, all of the buts, that, but this, but that, right? We talked about timing being so critical, timing not only in the consumer's mind, but in your own life. Timing, very, very important. You're changing all the time, your wants, your needs. Oh, goodness, so glad some of those ideas did not come to fruition. If it would, I would have bought this old building that I lived upstairs in, and I made handmade shadow boxes in the bottom, commercial space. Can you imagine in a depressed area? What was I thinking? Well, I'll tell you, I was probably at the time, you know, late 20s. And I was thinking, this is the next greatest idea. It's going to be so popular. People love this. It's like a subway for shadow boxes. You come in, you pick your backgrounds, your floor coverings. Hey, if anybody wants to pick this up as a good idea, feel free. But you pick your furniture, you pick all your little sets, and then we put it together for you. Now you've got this custom, you know, room, so to speak. Ugh. Listen to the universe. Don't keep pushing a square into a circle, right? Sometimes you don't need to go in that direction. Sometimes no is good. No is a positive thing. no prevents you from some really tragic outcomes. But we also talked about trying to keep the motivation high. You know, invest in someone, whether it's your mentor or an accountability partner. Have your mat, so to speak, someone that's going to listen to you, help you shape your idea in a constructive and positive way. You know, someone that might add a little flavor, a little flair, especially when you're feeling tired and run down and you're out of ideas. This is great to have somebody bounce that idea off of. You know, and it doesn't have to be somebody that's already done this, just another creative, you know, somebody that's motivated, someone that sort of gets your vision, someone that, you know, is invested in pursuing grander things in their life, and maybe a risk taker. If you go to someone that's always super conservative, they're going to come up with why this is not going to work, right? But then you don't want to go to the person that always is the yes person either. Yeah, that's great. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, I think you should go for it. You need someone that has, you know, is grounded and has some differing opinions. But seek them out. Really try to control your negative self-talk. You know, you want to get to a point in your life where you can start recognizing these things, this negativity that pops up. You know, take control over that. You are in charge of what you think. You can spin that around. Your I am statements, your positive affirmations, those are real. It sounds silly, and sometimes it even feels silly when you're doing it, but they work. You're convincing yourself. You're starting your day on a positive note, and that, how can that go wrong, right? How can that be bad for you? Get enough rest. Very, very important. Don't think you've got to do everything in a day. If you did do it all in a day, it's probably not going to turn out right because you haven't really thought of the scalability. Is this something that is needed? What happens if I hit this corner or I take that turn? You know, you've got to think about all those different ideas and how that's going to shape whatever your piece of pie is, right? And don't forget your why. Your why is so important. Why do you want to do this? Why are you passionate about this? Why are you wanting to give it all you got? That why, boy, you're going to have to dig that out of your back pocket from time to time and really remind yourself. You know, for me, with the things that I do, I have to remember it's not a business. It's goodwill. And for me, that's important. And I have to remember that. And I have to listen. You know, not think I have all the answers. That's important. Just remember, you're not there yet. You know, if it's not going right, you've got plenty of time to change it. So I challenge you, spend as much time discovering your passions as you do fantasizing about your dreams. Make today one day and take a step forward to realizing your goal. It's the result of consciously doing something each day that will add to your overall excellence. Pursuing your passions are never, never beyond your reach. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges.
Someone through until the past was clear. That's when